الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The best of deeds. Dua of Amir Ahl Sunnah. O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 21-page booklet, The Best of Deeds, allow them to offer all salah in congregation and that too in the front row. Also forgive them without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Thursday arrives, Allah sends angels with papers of silver and pens of gold. The record whoever recites salat upon me in abundance on Thursday and its night. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. A donkey brought to life with the blessings of salah. As the salah offered by the pious servants of Allah is decorated with all due inward and outward etiquette, they are privy to the great blessings that come with salah itself. Their du'as carry great effect as a result. When they raise their hands, Allah does not deny them what they ask for. In regards to this, let us go on to mention an extremely unique incident. Imam Nakhi Rahmatullahi Alayhi explains, a traveller from Yemen had a donkey which died during his travels. He performed wudu, offered 2 units of salah and supplicated, O Lord, seeking to please you, I have come from Dathina to fight in your path. I bear witness you bring the dead to life, and you shall raise those in their graves on the day of judgment. O Lord, do not leave me dependent upon others today. Bring this donkey of mine to life. As soon as he asked this, his donkey stood up whilst moving its ears back and forth. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The best of deeds. Offering salah on time, doing good with your parents, and striving in the way of Allah are the best of deeds. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu recalls, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, from all deeds, what are loved most by Allah? He replied, offering salah on time. What after this? I further inquired. Doing good with one's parents, he further explained. And after this, I asked. He concluded by explaining, striving in the way of Allah. Instill in your children the habit of offering salah. O devotees of the Messenger, when your child reaches 7 years of age, have them offer the 5 daily salah. In this fashion, they will become punctual in this important act of worship from their childhood. Have them get used to waking up in the early morning and making wudu. During cold weather, ensure the water they use for this is warm for their ease. They may otherwise become averse to both making wuzu and offering salah entirely. When his son becomes 7, a father should take him to the masjid. He should also inform his son of the required decorum expected thereupon and how it is not a place for loud noises, running around or passing in front of people offering salah. When the congregation stands for salah, children should be made to stand alongside one another behind the final row of men. This will foster a spiritual connection between your child and the masjid, insha'Allah. Teach children Islam before anything else. The Hanafi jurist Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi alayhi explains, Firstly, teach children the Quran and other necessary matters of Islam, fasting, salah, matters of buying or selling, and other issues which they will come across on a daily basis must also be primarily addressed. If they remain unaware of these issues, they shall fall into the crime of carrying out actions which conflict with Sharia. Children should be educated. If you observe your child is intelligent, has an interest in knowledge, and exhibits comprehension skills, what could be greater than dedicating them to Islamic knowledge? If they may not have these abilities, teach them correct core beliefs and other necessary issues, then commit them to any field you wish. A miraculous father and son. The companion Abu Kirsafa Jandara bin Khayshana radiyallahu anhu endeavored greatly to raise his children correctly. Disbelievers from Rome had captured and imprisoned one of his sons. When time for Salah came, he would stand upon the boundary wall of Asqalan's castle in Syria and exclaim, "Dear son, it is time for Salah." His son would always hear this call and act upon it, despite being imprisoned hundreds of miles away. When is it a wajib to rectify adolescent children? The renowned Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, "Is it fard or wajib for parents to rectify their adolescent children?" He explained in reply, "The ruling for them to reform their children depends on what action is being discussed. It is fard to inform and affix them upon fard actions, wajib to do so upon that which is wajib, sunnah to do so upon that which is sunnah, and likewise for mustahab. This is conditional upon a person's capacity and should be done when one has hope the child will listen. Otherwise, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, alaykum anfusakum. لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم." Translation from Kanzul Iman: "Take care of yourselves. The one who became misguided will not cause you any harm at all, as long as you are on the right path. A good deed and rise in rank for every step." As narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever purifies himself, i.e. performs ghusl or wudu in his home and heads to the masjid to fulfill his fard, one sin is forgiven for one step and a rank raised with the other." The child who played with burning coals. This incident occurred during the blessed time of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. A pious woman placed bread in a clay oven, then went away to make wudu and offer salah. Satan disguised himself as a woman and approached her exclaiming, "Your bread is burning in the clay oven." The pious woman ignored him completely and remained totally engrossed in her salah. Satan then picked up her child and placed him inside the clay oven. When burning coals were smouldering away, the pious woman still did not give any attention to this. This is when the pious woman's husband arrived to find his son playing with burning hot coals, except Allah had turned the said coal into red quartz gemstones. The husband went to Prophet Isa alayhi salam and relayed the entire story. "Bring this pious lady to me." The great Prophet declared, When she arrived, he asked, "What good deed do you perform that caused this to happen?" "O Ruhullah, I make wuzu whenever I am without it, and after doing this, I stand for salah. Whenever someone requires something, I see to their need, and I remain patient upon the difficulties given to me by people." The excellence of fulfilling others' needs. O devotees of Salah, this account contains many Madani pearls of advice for us. Masha Allah, not only was the pious lady steadfast in Salah, but also very enthusiastic about fulfilling the needs of other Muslims. And this is an act of great reward. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, beautifully announced, "He who fulfills the need of anyone from my ummah, intending to please them, has pleased me. He who pleases me, pleases Allah. And he who pleases Allah will be made to enter paradise by him." A faith enlightening explanation of this hadith. O devotees of the Messenger, a person fulfilling the need of another will be blessed with the above mentioned excellence only when he wants to please the other person due to their mutual relationship in faith. And there must not be any personal interest. In volume 6, page 581 of Mirat al-Manajih, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh comments on the part of the hadith which describes how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be pleased if one fulfills the need of a fellow Muslim. This shows that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is aware of the outward, inward, physical and spiritual state of every person until the day of judgment. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was unaware and did not know about the happiness of a Muslim, how would he himself become pleased? Commenting on, "He who pleases me, pleases Allah," the late Mufti continued, "Based on this, we learn two rulings. Firstly, intending to please a Muslim by means of a pious deed, and then intending to please the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by means of bringing happiness to a Muslim, is neither polytheism nor ostentation. It is absolutely permissible as long as the purpose is not to show off or to attain fame. Secondly, one can only please Allah by pleasing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Even the greatest of good deeds will not please Allah if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is not pleased with it. In every act of worship, one should also make the intention of pleasing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as this is the means of pleasing Allah. In regards to, he who pleases Allah will be made to enter paradise by him, he writes, "From this, we learn that paradise will be attained through the pleasure of Allah, not merely due to one's own deeds." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Time for everything else besides Salah. The aforementioned story of the pious lady contains important lessons for our Islamic sisters. They should draw admonition from it. Cast away any negligence and make a firm intention to always offer Salah. Islamic sisters who do not pray should think carefully. They may be able to present excuses whilst in this world. But these will be of no use on the day of judgment. Is it not unfortunate that you find time to visit shopping centers, fall into sin by wandering the streets and marketplaces unveiled, visit various places of trivial entertainment, go to restaurants to waste your money and destroy your health, and commit sin in your own home by watching movies and dramas on TV for many hours? But if there is something that you cannot find time for, it is Salah. How unfortunate is this? The positive effect of Madani Channel. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to drive away Satan, gain the motivation to begin making up any missed Salah and rid yourself of fondness for watching other sinful channels, only watch Madani Channel. Not only will you gain blessings in this worldly life, but also in the hereafter, inshallah. Let us discuss an amazing transformation brought about by Madani Channel. A young Islamic brother from Rahim Yar Khan, Pakistan, had cable installed in his home. Whilst he was out, films and dramas would be watched on the TV. When Madani Channel was launched, however, blessings filled his home. His wife would not offer Salah, even when he would ask her to. She made various excuses to avoid it and resultantly missed it. In a state of concern, he said to his wife one day, "After doing our work, we will watch Madani Channel every night after Isha Salah before going to sleep." They did as such and sat together to watch Madani Channel every night. Alhamdulillah. The blessings of watching Madani Channel became apparent within just a few days, such that not only did his wife start offering Salah steadfastly, but one day she said to him, "Calculate the number of Farz and Wajib Salah I have missed in the past, so that I can make them up as well." Alhamdulillah, she also made a good intention to offer Salah regularly and to never miss it without a valid reason allowed by Sharia. Alhamdulillah, she was so deeply inspired that she put her intention into action and began offering her missed Salah. At the time of writing, it is her practice to offer 100 units of missed Salah on a daily basis. Offer Miss Salah without delay. Masha Allah, the transformation of this Islamic sister is truly remarkable. The account mentioned that this Islamic sister offers 100 units of Miss Salah every day. Masha Allah, this is an excellent amount. Nevertheless, Sharia's ruling on this issue is written as follows in the book Laws of Salah. Whoever has qaza, i.e. missed Salah, to make up for, it is wajib to offer them as soon as possible. However, delay is permissible due to looking after or raising children and fulfilling personal needs. One should carry on working and offer qaza Salah in whatever spare time he gets until all his qaza salah are offered. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The favor of Allah in the form of 2 units of salah. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The biggest favor upon a person in this world is him being given the ability to offer 2 units of salah." Whose grave is this? Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed by a grave and asked, "Whose grave is this?" The blessed companions alayhi murridwan said, "It belongs
to such and such person. He then stated, at this time, two units of salah are dearer to him than the remainder of your world. Choosing two units of salah over paradise. Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullahi alayh once disclosed, if I were given a choice between two units of salah and paradise, I would choose the former. This is because two units of salah shall please Allah, while paradise shall please me. Two units of salah are greater to me than everything in the world. A pious elder, rahmatullahi alayh, said, in my dream, I saw a deceased Islamic brother of mine. He said, if I am given the capability to express thankfulness, it will be dearer to me than the world and whatever it contains. Do you not remember when I was being buried, and so stood and offered two units of salah? If I am given the ability to offer two units of salah, it will be dearer to me than the world and whatever it contains. The dream of a person who slept near a grave. After offering two units of salah, a person lay down near a grave. In his dream, he saw the buried person within it, who said, O man, you can act, but you do not know. We know, but we cannot act. By Allah, two units of salah in my book of deeds are dearer to me than the world and whatever it contains. A unique wish. At the time of his passing, Sayyiduna Hassan bin Abi Sinan rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, how do you feel? He said, if I am saved from hell, then I am fine. What do you desire? It was inquired from him. To which he said, I desire a long night so I may perform worship for its entirety. The value of deeds in the eyes of the deceased. Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes, if inhabitants of the grave were given one day in the life of a person who wastes his time in frivolity, it will still be dearer to them than the entire world. This is because they have now realized the value and worth of deeds, and the reality of matters has become clear to them. They wish for but a day so that the sinful amongst them can be saved from punishment by making up for any sins he committed in the past, by repentance and fulfilling the rights of people. They wish for but a day so that those granted ability, i.e. the pious who avoided sin, can seek elevation in rank and double their reward by performing lots of worship. They realize the importance of life after it ended, and they now long for a moment of it. On the other hand, O living Islamic brothers, you have this moment, and perhaps you will attain more like this. If you have made up your mind to waste them, you should remain prepared to face regret once the matter is beyond your control. This is because you fail to step forward and take your share from your moments, i.e. the priceless diamonds of your life. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Excellence of remaining where you are after finishing salah. O devotees of the Messenger, after you have offered salah, instead of going here and there, remain seated in the same place for as long as possible. the infallible angels of Allah will continue to pray for your forgiveness as described by the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Angels pray for the forgiveness of the one who offers salah as long as he remains seated in the same place. This continues until the person does not have wudu anymore or he stands up. The dua for forgiveness made by the angels is Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, have mercy upon him. Remember Allah before time runs out. What are we to do with our heedlessness? If only we too were included in the du'as made by angels by offering salah, sitting where we finish and reciting invocations. Everyone should certainly make sure to participate in the second du'a, the one made by the imam after he has offered his sunnahs, etc. If dars is delivered from blessings of sunnah, a Quran study circle held after fajr, or a sunnah-inspired speech is given after salah, one should also sit in these gatherings. You shall acquire countless blessings in this world and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. A part of the earth superior to others. As narrated by Sayyiduna Anas, the final prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, there is no morning or evening in which one part of the earth does not call out to the other, saying, has any pious person passed over you today who offered salah or made dhikr of Allah upon you? If it says yes, it, i.e. the part of the earth asking, considers the other to be superior to itself. For this reason, two intentions for people who move to the back right after congregation. Dear Islamic brothers, one should offer salah at different places if possible. Wherever a person offers salah, performs dhikr of Allah, or recites salat upon the Prophet, all of these places will bear witness on the Day of Judgment. After the congregation has finished, many Islamic brothers move towards the back in order to offer the rest of their salah. When doing so, the following two good intentions can be made. Number one, by seeing the rows scattered, latecomers will realize that congregational salah has finished. Number two, after one part of the earth has become a witness of the fard salah, a different part of the earth will become a witness to the sunnah salah. However, it is necessary to be careful that your elbow, foot, etc. does not strike anyone who is offering salah or sitting, and that you do not pass in front of anyone who is offering salah, as it is a sin to do so. Furthermore, it is also impermissible and a sin to direct your face towards the face of someone who is already offering salah. It is also forbidden to begin salah whilst looking towards another's face. The earth cries for 40 days. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, the earth cries for 40 days over a Muslim. Who does the earth cry over? The place where a Muslim offers salah or performs dhikr of Allah will bear witness for him on the Day of Judgment. Sayyiduna Atta Khurasani rahmatullahi alayhi explained, the portion of earth that a servant prostrates upon will bear witness for him on the Day of Judgment, and that part of the earth cries for him on the day he dies. Why do the earth and sky cry? As explained by Sayyiduna Abu Ubaid rahmatullahi alayh,
When a Muslim passes away, different corners of the earth call out, O Allah, a believer has passed away. The sky and earth then shed tears due to him. Allah declares, Why did you cry over my servant? They humbly reply, O our Lord, he remembered you at whatever corner of ours he passed by. The sight of Salah shedding tears, as related by Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, when the demise of a Muslim takes place, the part of the earth upon which he would offer Salah and the door of the sky through which his deeds would ascend cry over him. He then recited this verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ Translation from Kanzul Iman. So the heavens and the earth did not cry over them. The door of the sky laments. In regard to this verse, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ Translation from Kanzul Iman. So the heavens and the earth did not cry over them. The companion, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, was asked, Do the sky and earth even cry over someone? He then began to elucidate. Yes, there is a door in the sky for everyone in creation. The sustenance of a person descends through that door, and his deeds ascend through it. When a Muslim passes away, the door in the sky is closed, through which his deeds would ascend and his sustenance descend. The said door then cries over him, and the part of the earth where he used to offer salah and remember Allah also cries due to being separated from him, as there were no righteous signs of Pharaoh's nation on the earth, nor did any goodness from them reach the court of Allah. Neither the earth nor the sky cried over them. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The story of a fish and a woman who offered salah. There was a pious woman from Bani Israel who used to offer salah. Unfortunately, her husband was a non-Muslim and he tried to prevent her from salah as much as he could. Despite the difficult circumstances, she did not do so. Growing weary of her, the husband made a plan. He gave her something valuable and said, Keep this in a safe place and give it back to me when I ask for it. One day when the opportunity arose, he secretly took the valuable item and threw it into a river. By the will of Allah, a fish swallowed it and was caught in the net of a fisherman. It was then brought to the marketplace to be sold. By the will of Allah, it just so happened that the husband of the pious woman purchased that very fish and brought it home to be cooked. The pious woman cut open the stomach of the fish, and that valuable item emerged from the fish. Realizing what had happened, she put the valuable item back in the original safe place. Putting his plan into action, the husband asked for the item, seeking to accuse and have her punished for theft. By the grace of Allah, she brought the valuable item forth and handed it to him. He was extremely surprised, but he thought his wife had tricked him, and he did not learn a lesson from this incident. One day, when his wife lit a fire in her clay oven to cook bread, the cruel man threw her into it, hoping that she would burn to death. As soon as the pious salah offering woman fell into the clay oven, she beseeched Allah. Her call for help was accepted, and the fire of the oven became cool instantly. Thus, her life was saved by the blessings of Salah. May Allah have mercy on her and forgive us without accountability for her sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Madani channel taught me how to make wudu. In order to foil the plans of Satan, develop the mindset of refraining from sins, follow the path of piety, and enhance your religious knowledge, keep watching Madani channel. A relative of a responsible Islamic brother of Dawat-e Islami gave the following statement. You have done a brilliant service by teaching Islamic knowledge to Muslims in their homes through the launch of Madani channel. I can honestly say that as I watched the practical demonstration of wudu on Madani channel, I hung my head in shame. Despite being from a Muslim family, I did not even know how to make wudu properly. I wholeheartedly admit that it is Madani channel that has taught me how to perform wudu. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.